Okay, let's go ahead and go back on the record. Couple of questions for clarification before we proceed. The one, I guess, is, am I incorrect that we would be approving, if we make a decision today on the low income, the 23 docket or 24? So 24. Would that not be on interim, is it a final? Okay, that makes sense. I think I might have done that incorrectly last time, so I apologize. Why is that? Why is this not interim?
We don't need to do a substantial audit of those numbers.
Okay, all right. The second question, this is for Mr. Summers. This is just turning back to the peak day demand allocation factor, and this is in docket 14-57-22. Can you point me, I'm just trying to find where that number is, that the correct number. Is that in the IRP, or is it where? And if so, I've got a copy of the IRP. I just don't know if you want to file something later, or if you can point to it today, or where we would find the right number for the.
I don't have it with me. It would be part of the IRP, and it. I'd have to file something.
Okay, I mean I've got an IRP, but if you prefer, we can just go ahead and have you file something. Just basically, I'm just looking for where the reference is in the IRP for that number.
Yeah,
is that
I can put that together.
For clarification, the peak day number in exhibit, the one you referred to earlier in exhibit one, I think
1.5. It's footnote one on exhibit 1.5 of the application.
Okay.
And again, there was just a discrepancy, and we just for clarification, want to make sure that we're pointing to the right one and where that comes from, I guess.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we've cleared up those two questions. Appreciate everyone's patience and participation today. Having considered Questar's applications in these dockets, the comments filed, the testimony presented today, and the fact that the applications are unopposed, the commission finds that approval of the applications on an interim basis, with the exception of the 24 docket, is just and reasonable in the public interest, and concludes that such as approval is consistent with relevant statutes, rules, and commission orders, and therefore the commission approves the applications in dockets number 14-057-22, 14-057-23, and 14-057-24 on an interim basis, with the exception of the application of docket 14-057-24, until such time as the division completes an audit of the entries into their respective accounts. This bench order has been approved and confirmed by the commission, and a written memorialization of this decision will be on file with the commission. After the completion of the audits, the commission directs the division to issue memos to the commission with its recommendations on making the requested changes in these dockets permanent. Before we adjourn today, are there any additional matters that need to come before the commission on these dockets?
No.
Okay, with that, we're adjourned. The witnesses are excused, and have a happy Halloween. Thank you.
Thank you.